Hello children, I shall now explain to you the fourth chapter of your English literature textbooks. This is a story about courage. Courage is the ability to be bold enough to face or evade danger. It can be cultivated by controlling the mind and inculcating good values. One should have the courage to save oneself. However, the best courage is that which is displayed for the sake of others. Example of courageous men and women who acted selflessly in the hour of crisis is Mother Teresa, Nelson Mandela, and Mahatma Gandhi. I'm sure you can name a few others. This story begins with school children learning to face their fear from the danger of fire. We learn about different degrees of courage. A moral courage that enables one to stand up against unrighteous men, a physical courage of self-interest that goes out to help one's family or friends or motherland in danger. The courage of the mind is known as a moral courage. There are many different parables given in the story to illustrate how we should encourage others and be courageous ourselves. We shall now focus on a few parables which gives meaning and moral. The parable of the hen conveys a message that we should stick to the right path and face our fears to come into the light. The Islamic text gives an illustration of the story of Abu Sa'id, the poet who had a brave heart. The poet, even on his sickbed, treated his guest with kindness and he encouraged his friends with strength and happiness from his beautiful poem. Similarly, the story of the fearless Madhavi who jumped into the sacrificial chamber, engaged the priest in mortal combat and saved Malati. He displayed a greater courage which was for the sake of another. The great Vibhishana also braved a danger that was much more challenging than that of death. He displayed a physical courage, for he was not afraid of the ten-headed king Ravana. He was also an act of mental courage, for he did not hesitate to give wise advice which others dared not utter. So you see, children, whoever has courage can give courage to others, just as the flame of one candle can light up another. We must learn to encourage others and be courageous ourselves. I hope you understood this simple story, children. You can read up many other stories about courageous men and women and find your own story, and you can write a small article of how courageous you were. Thank you, children.